Good day, family, and welcome to the Reconstruction Project. This is a message to my legacy. This is a foundational phase where I believe in the abolishment of imperialistic repression, systematic oppression, and communal depression. I consider myself to be part of the proletariat, aka the struggle. This is going to be my first take on religion and the diaspora. I'm going to study more on the topic and will make subsequent episodes. So just bear with me for my limited knowledge on the topic. First, I'll say this, that I was raised in a church, in a Christian church, Baptist, AME, whatever it is. That's what I was raised in believing. And I believed everything that was told to me. However, I have not been a consistent member in a church since about 2006. And along the way, my faith has since wavered and almost now non-existent. I won't give it up because it's still something I believe in, much like solidarity. So let me go on by saying this. The family unit has strong ties to religion and Eastern culture. The wisdom of the elders is sought in complicated matters. They were and still should be revered. Most of Western culture dismisses old age as senility or eccentricism. Grand and great grandparents are put in homes, they isolate themselves in retirement communities, or they're simply forgotten about. And I think there's a lot wrong with distancing yourself with people who raised you. That's another topic. Honoring your parents is part of standard genuflect in Eastern history and should be continued with our people. There's no amount of money, band-aids, shelter, food, or whatever you have that can repay what it took to raise you. Their rearing determines how you will or will not be as a parent. But if you believe you had a good foundation, put some respect on it. To my legacy, there is nothing wrong with speaking to your ancestors instead of praying to your God. Some believe that the Bible is redundant and your conscience is all you need to be a good person. But that's not what it's all about. Your physical body is temporary. That's because you have a spirit inside you. Science can't measure it, can't explain it, can't justify it. Some will have you believe in reincarnation, which may be possible. Some in heaven and hell. And some believe in nothing at all. Each faith has a different eternity. Your ancestors hold a lot of wisdom. It comes with age and experience, and there's nothing wrong with asking for guidance. I don't want you to think that you're betraying your faith by doing so. So check this out. When Christians pray, they usually ended with, "In Jesus' name." And since Jesus was God in human form, he physically died, which makes him an ancestor. Muslims talk about the Prophet Muhammad, who also is an ancestor. Buddhist to Buddha. And so the point being, they were once alive and had died, which makes them ancestors. They all asked their ancestors for advice, guidance, and healing, and favor, and grace. And they were all human. So if you want to talk to your human godmother who passed away, or one of the ancient kings who birthed a nation, I don't want you to feel as if it's pagan worship. But what usually is not mentioned is your afterlife. We as humans all need something to believe in, even if that belief is nothing at all. Your faith determines where your spirit will be after your body is used up. African spirituality, from a brief lesson that I heard, doesn't have any determination on your eternal reward. But I have to do more research to find that out. But that's what I want you to do, is research. Believe in what you want. What I know for a fact is that only the Christian faith, as told through the Bible, has other historical documents and texts to corroborate the events and people told. You'll hear excuses like the word has been lost in translation, it's a good storybook, or you're being frightened into believing. And I want to say that choosing a faith is not a logical decision. I've never heard anyone with a successful streak who prayed with their minds instead of their hearts. Choosing a faith is a spiritual decision. Even if your subconscious can tell you right from wrong, can it save your soul? Doing good is a logical principle. And I'll tell you why. Karma. Christians will say you reap what you sow, or you may have heard, or probably will hear what goes around comes around. The golden rule is to treat others the way you want to be treated. Those are all logical, systematic decisions that result in the effort you put in. Logic does not grant your soul a pass. The ancient Egyptians would weigh your heart against a feather. Some believe good deeds will gain you a seat in a spiritual place. But how can it if your deeds aren't spiritual? That's like trying out for basketball, wanting to play baseball. If you put good in, you'll get good out. If you put faith in, you'll get faith out. Those are separate entities. So if anyone asks me why I believe and what I believe, and this is what I say, is that my decision is not based on logic. My physical body will end and I'm looking out for my soul. Good deeds can be judged, but there's nothing on earth that can measure the soul. I need my faith to ensure my soul goes to a better place after my body is used up. But this is where I have that problem with Christianity. It is how we were introduced to it. Originating in Africa, not many of us have heard about this almighty God who performs these miracles. Some of us have, mostly those only mentioned in the Bible, namely the Ethiopian, the Egyptians, and everyone in between. Those, a part of the diaspora, didn't come from that side of the continent. All of us came from West Africa, and not just any part of West Africa, the inland, most inland part. So picture this. God had to travel across the Sahara from north to south, east to west to reach us. Of all the stories and locations, the Middle East was pretty isolated. The Mediterranean was dotted with port cities full of trade and a lot of other people. With those foreign nationals comes foreign cultures, beliefs, languages, food, customs, and religion. And I believe it was hard-pressed to pass a religion deeper into a country if you did not know the language. And I think it's safe to say that God didn't make it to those innermost parts of the continent, not until missionaries went out during colonization. I also want to say before moving on, that because of where we come from, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was not our original creator. Even if you go to the lands of Kemet, they believed in different gods. In fact, I don't know who or what we prayed to before slavery. The only written history I see come from Africa was carved in stone, and most of it was out of Egypt. Like I said, I still have to do more research on the topic of religion, especially about who we pray to before God. Peace, family.